Coming up next on Functional Moms Podcast.
I am not eating while on my laptop doing work anymore. When I make my meal, I make it a point to just eat my meal and enjoy the meal. And which actually brings me to praying, not for religious reasons, just to pray, be grateful to, I just feel like it just helps me accept my food, like my body, the nutrients, whatever. And so this one has really, really stuck with me.
Yeah. So I have to say, I've traveled with you and had a lot of meals with you, and you're very good with that, with praying before the meal. And I had a real moment with you one time because I realized we're expressing gratitude for the food, and that puts you in a rest state. That really does serve purpose. And so often I eat on the go. I've been so guilty with about eating in my car or eating while stressed out. Maybe I didn't eat all day and then I'm like starving and I just grab something and I'm kind of like in a stress state and I'm wolfing it down unmindfully. And so, I mean, no wonder why maybe I feel bloated. Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms.
Hi, this episode is for you if you want to improve your gut health. If you suffer from bloating, constipation, diarrhea, heartburn, and even hormonal imbalances, it might be a sign you need to improve gut health.
If you've listened to our podcast, we've had many guests on to help us find natural solutions for irritable bowel syndrome, and we even learned about the connection between the gut and our hormones as women over 40.
Today, we are going to share the top three tips we've learned when it comes to improving gut health. So let's get to it. Kristen, what is tip number one?
Tip number one comes from episode 37, Why Gut and Liver Health Matter for Healing Thyroid and Hormonal Imbalances, with Dr. Caitlin Narduli. Dr. Kate recommended taking a few deep breaths before eating a meal and chewing thoroughly. That puts you in a parasympathetic state to rest and digest while eating. What are your thoughts on this, Raquel?
So my thought on this is that actually that ever since we had her on our show, this is one of the tips that has actually stuck with me. And I've been severely guilty of eating on the run while I'm driving, like sorts of stuff. And, you know, after we had her on, I have been so consistently, the most consistently mindful with this, with that tip. I've been more mindful about eating, breathing. I am not eating while on my laptop doing work anymore. Like when I make my meal, I make it a point to just like eat my meal and enjoy the meal. And which actually brings me to praying, not for religious reasons, just to pray, to be grateful to, I just feel like it just helps me accept my food, like my body, the nutrients, whatever. And so this one has really, really stuck with me.
Yeah. So I have to say, I've traveled with you and had a lot of meals with you, and you're very good with that, with praying before the meal. And I had a real moment with you one time because I realized we're expressing gratitude for the food, and that puts you in a rest state. That really does serve purpose. And so often I eat on the go. I've been so guilty with about eating in my car or eating while stressed out. You know, maybe I didn't eat all day and then I'm like starving and I just grab something and I'm kind of like in a stress state and I'm wolfing it down unmindfully.
Right.
And so, I mean, no wonder why maybe I feel bloated. So I think that this is like such an important tip. We actually got this tip from another guest too, Rebecca Arcina. Yes. And we're going to talk about her in a couple minutes because she gave us a lot of great gut health tip. But she said the same thing. Right. What did she say? Like just open the hole and down the hatch, something like that.
We're just opening up the hole and shoving it in. Exactly. And you know, and I think also that's why I think it kind of struck a chord with me, because we always ask the guests for like two tips and they both gave us that one tip. Both of them did. And I thought, all right, there's a lot to this then, you know, it's just
absolutely,
that was really great. Yeah.
Yeah. If more than one person's saying it, it's got to be something that we should really look at. And I know Rebecca said she's had clients significantly reduce bloating just by taking that time to eat mindfully, to take deep breaths before you start to eat. And some people even have issues. I think it was Rebecca that even mentioned she had a client that had had maybe a tough upbringing where dinner time was kind of a chaotic time and they would just eat really fast and get on the go. And so things like that even stick with you, where you just overeat or eat really quickly. There's a lot to it. something for everybody to kind of look
at. Yeah, there is a lot to it. And actually, you know, the guest that actually talked about that also was from The Picky Eater.
Yes, right.
Yes. She talked about that with the kids and she's like, look at like their environment. How are they eating? And so it's really interesting, right? That mealtime can so important and, you know, in how it directly impacts us. Like you're talking about the food that you're actually eating, but also the state in which you're eating it. It's,
yes,
that's really interesting. So I'm going to go on to tip number two. Comes from episode 10, Gut Health Simplified with Kim Del Castillo. Kim suggested giving up gluten for a month and see how you feel. Gluten is often an offender for many people, especially with the way that it is processed in America and sprayed with glyphosate. American wheat tends to have a higher gluten content, making it more difficult to digest than European wheat. Kristen, what do you think of this recommendation?
I think it's because, a great recommendation.
I know that you have been gluten-free for a long time.
I have, and I noticed a huge improvement in my health, and I am not celiac, so I can technically eat gluten. I'm not allergic to it, but I do find it to be so inflammatory. And since I've had a lot of issues with IBS, I noticed it lowered that. But even stranger, or my other observation, is that since giving up gluten, I wasn't as congested as I used to be. I used to, in the winter, always get sinus infections. Every winter, I would get one. I'd go on an antibiotic. Since I gave up gluten about 12 years ago, I have never had a sinus infection.
If you enjoy Functional Moms Podcast channel, please consider hitting that subscribe button because it would really help us.
And we would love to hear, how are you functioning? Please leave a comment. And do I occasionally have a tiny bit of gluten? Sure, I can do that. You know, it wouldn't make me terribly sick. But I think that a lot of people don't realize with gluten is how inflaming it is to the body. And especially like you mentioned, with the glyphosate being sprayed on it, that could really be more of the problem. It might not actually be the gluten. Maybe it's what they're spraying on the gluten is what is more the issue around here.
Right. Exactly. Going gluten-free is going glyphosate-free.
Yeah. I mean, it can be for sure, depending on what products you pick. I mean, it's so complicated out there nowadays, I feel like. But in general, a lot of people feel better going gluten-free. And so Kim said doing it for a month. And I have to say, I work with a lot of clients through the Institute for Functional Medicine Elimination Diet. And many people, almost everybody, I feel like, notices a change when they give up gluten because it is a big offender.
Right. And I coach out of Mike Duffy's personal training studio in Ocean Township, New Jersey. And we're in the middle of a 21-day challenge. And in his seminar, one of the recommendations is to go gluten-free as well as dairy-free.
That's a common one too. Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the recommendations, is going gluten-free in this 21-day challenge. So I think that that's very interesting. And I believe that we had a guest also that I'm not sure it's been published yet, right?
Yeah, Audrey Zona. I know she was a guest for us about weight loss.
Yeah.
And I know in her Beachbody Blast, which I participated in the spring, she recommended people give up gluten, again, basically because of how inflaming it is. And especially if you're trying to lose weight, you want to damp down that inflammation as much as possible. So she had recommended that. And then we had Krista Hollander on recently, and she coaches the Faster Way to Fat Loss. And that program also recommends giving up gluten and dairy during that 6-week weight loss process. So it's becoming more and more common that it's being added to just traditional weight loss plans, which is interesting.
Wow. Yes.
So let's move on to tip number three. Comes from episode 35, Natural Solutions for Irritable Bowel Syndrome, IBS, with Rebecca Arcina. Rebecca recommended eating a diversified diet because when people eat the same thing over and over again, it can contribute to leaky gut. She reported that often people who work with macro coaches have gut issues because of eating the same foods over and over again to plug into their macro counters. Raquel, what do you think about this?
I see this a lot, you know, especially like with women that are like counting calories in and counting calories out, just eating the same thing over and over again just makes their life easier.
Oh, sure.
Because they already know what it is. And especially with like packaged goods, everything's right there. So the thing is that you're losing in terms of nutrition that you are not getting in your body. And also, you know, there's so many women that really really are calorie counting. And because of that, eating the same foods, their focus is just losing weight. And so they're eating the same food day in and day out, and they're shredding weight, but they're also losing so many other things. And then other things start happening. They start having other issues. And they're like, well, why is this happening? And, you know, it just causes such a crazy imbalance in the body. And then a lot of these same women are, you know, doing a bunch of cardio. They're not really weight training properly where they're at. And so they're losing muscle mass. It just kind of becomes like this roller coaster ride. And getting these women back on track to eating more diverse nutrients and weightlifting and with heavy weights. And, you know, it's like a complete, almost like a reprogramming of the mind to come.
Sure, because we were taught calories in, calories out. That's all that matters. And then grabbing a bar is easy because it has all your macros and calories right on there. You know exactly what you're eating. It's a little more complicated when you're making your own food and you're buying from, you know, different locations. You don't know what you're getting. Yes. So I do see the convenience factor there. And I have to say, as far as even being a mom, I find I get into a rut by just serving the same vegetables all the time to my house because I know what they'll eat. They'll eat broccoli. It works. But it does get boring. And it's not as great for our microbiome the more we can diversify things. So I know Rebecca had recommended you can do something called the microbiome mash. I have not tried this yet, but you can mix in different herbs and vegetables and put them in your blender and then freeze it and kind of take it as like a shot if that's easier for you to get it in versus actually trying to eat those things at each meal. But in general, you know, I joined a farm share and that has been helpful for me because I've tried to cook with some different vegetables that you're not going to see in the grocery store, some different kinds of squashes, celery root, things like that I wouldn't normally buy in the store. So that's been helpful. And it's definitely something to just keep an eye on.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I think it's something to keep an eye on, especially if you want to keep your gut strong. The older you get, the more tendency you have to have digestive and gut issues. So it's something really important for us women 40 plus.
Yeah. I think it's definitely better than, gosh, I should have had a V8.
Yeah, remember that? Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I forgot about that commercial. That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that was really funny.
So wrapping up our episode today, if you want to improve your gut health,
number one, take a few deep breaths before meals and eat more mindfully, putting yourself in a parasympathetic state to rest and digest. And you may even do a prayer. Mm-hmm.
Number two, try giving up gluten for a month. See what happens with your gut health and overall inflammation load. American gluten is often sprayed with glyphosate and difficult to digest, causing inflammation in the body.
Tip number three, eat a diverse diet of plants to support the microbiome and gut health.
These tips are for improving gut health, but more importantly, lowering inflammation. Inflammation is what ages us, and sometimes it's even referred to as inflammaging.
If you try any of these tips, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a comment.
See you next time.
Bye.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.